Brent Q here on a Tag Team Monday. Let's head to Orlando, Florida, where Jeff Zrebeck is.
Jeff, I'm cutting right in right now because we have a fight in studio between the three of us.
Oh, really? I don't like Brett Hollander's chances in that one.
Not a physical
we're
one.
We're having
Jeff,
an intellectual
one.
Argument okay. of Baltimore sports and using the whole idea of Mount Rushmore of Baltimore sports. Obviously, there's the lock of Brooks. But then I didn't know, since I'm a neophyte, and I'll defer to Brett and to Jay as far as Cal over, you know, Frank Robinson. Okay, fine. But then when it's from a football aspect and we're starting to get into the statues, doggone, we know Unitas is up on the Mount Rushmore, and he got his Unitas Plaza statue. Well, obviously, Steve Bisciotti talking about having up Plaza of a shared statue with now number 52. So you got to think, all right, Ray is in the mix as far as Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, J.A.Y., our super producer here, and Brett double-teamed me and said, well, Jay was taking a stance of J.O. should have one then. And Brett was like, from a Mount Rushmore standpoint, he can't, which I kind of agree. But then at the same time, Brett threw out the wild card that just totally threw my whole argument out the window. He mentioned the name Ed Reed. Pause briefly for a minute. Ed Reed was the greatest safety to play the game. The. T-H-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E. Ray is in the mix as one of the, but Ed is the. And so Brett makes a good argument, but I disagree.
Well, I don't think Ed Reed should have a statue.
See what I'm saying? There you go. Stop it, Brett. Just stop
it. Should just be Ray. I do want to ask you, Jay-Z, about what Steve Bisciotti said about the
mother of
Ray
Pearl.
Lewis statue today. Well, you don't think Ed Reed, to answer Q's question, should get a statue
Dude.
Along with Johnny U and Ray Lewis?
Dude.
No, I don't think so.
Oh!
I think you have to remember, and this is, first of all, I would never have the audacity to take anything away from Ed Reed.
Nor me.
One of the best players who's ever done it. But
guys, stop justifying it. Stop justifying it. I'm just saying we're having men talk around the water cooler right now. Continue your thoughts.
Ray was the first. He's the guy, that they drafted. You know, he was in the first round, and he sort of became to define what this organization was built on. With the defense and all that. And, I mean, the length of time, did he play 6 or 7 more years than Ed Reed here in Baltimore? The length of his career, all of his accomplishments, the fact that he became the face of the city and from an athletic point of view during a stretch of years and the face of the franchise, you know, I think sets him apart, you know. It'll be interesting to see how that statue comes out, but I think we knew this was coming, but the timing of it, this certainly has been accelerated. It looks like whenever the Ravens open up, this regular season, the statue will already have been up. You know, they're going to do that. They're going to do this as separate. This is going to be like a standalone thing. This isn't going to be something in conjunction with the pregame ceremony or a halftime ceremony. Ray's going to have his day at M&T Bank Stadium, and it's going to be before the Ravens, even before the Ravens kick it off for this coming season.
I do want to ask you about the most important topic before we go any further of the day, and that's you asking Steve Bisciotti in your one-on-one interview about Ray Rice, his future with the team, and his thoughts on what happened in Atlantic City.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. You know, I wasn't surprised. You know, all indications are they were going to stick by Ray Rice through this. And that's what this organization does. Steve and Johnny made it clear that they're embarrassed. They're disappointed in Ray. There's no question about that. Ray disappointed and let down a lot of people in the organization, people, teammates, people that paid him a lot of money, people that have done a lot of things for him. Steve Bisciotti believes in second chances. He said, you know, this is as impressive as a kid as we've ever drafted. You can't judge him by one incident one incident that he made in his, you know, in his career since we've drafted him. I mean, you know what? Good people can still do bad things from time to time, and that's what Steve Bisciotti said. So, you know, my surprise a little was, you know, there could be more evidence coming out on this. You know, I think everyone's sort of waiting for the, you know, the other shoe to drop. Is there a video of what preceded the video that's already coming out where, which didn't look good for Ray, where Ray was sort of dragging her off the elevator and his fiance was clearly unconscious? I mean, will that video come out? What will that show if it shows clearly Ray Rice physically, you know, punching his fiance or doing any of that? Can the Ravens afford to stand by him? That's the question that's always been in my mind. Steve Bisciotti made it clear that right now he sees no circumstances where Ray Rice is not on the football team in the coming year. So it seems like they're going to stand by him through thick and thin.
Speaking of standing by, thick and thin-wise, talking to Jeff Zrebeck of the Baltimore Sun, when you get an extension, that kind of validates a lot. John Harbaugh got one, and what are the details behind that?
Yeah, you know, Steve Bisciotti was disappointed they made the playoffs, but he wanted John Harbaugh to know that he doesn't think any less of him as a coach after they missed out on the playoffs than he did the same time the year before when they made the playoffs and then they went on the stunning Super Bowl run. It shows you why coaches and players want to be a part of the Ravens organization. I mean, that's a very it shows a lot of faith in Harbaugh from Bisciotti's perspective. It's not about the money. John Harbaugh is one of the highest paid coaches in the league. It was more a message to say, John, look, we feel as good about you as ever. You're our guy. I want you to be here a long time. We're giving you that year back. So now you have 4 years again on his contract. So for the second straight season, John Harbaugh will have a 4-year contract as he heads into another regular season.
Jay-Z, also about the 3 arrests, not just the Rice one, but the other ones. Did you ask Steve Bisciotti about what was kind of a messy start to the Ravens offseason?
Yeah, he said the goal has to be no incidents. Now, stuff happens. He made clear that he called them embarrassing to the organization, embarrassing to the city. He made no bones about it. He's not pleased. There's no question about that. But, you know, I don't think you can afford to treat all these guys differently. So I think they'll wait till the facts come out on these. But, you know, when dealing with these, Bisciotti says what they've always tried to do is figure out, is this a case of, you know, a bad person doing bad things or a bad person making or a good person making a bad decision? So as of now, they're standing by their guys, but he made clear that this needs to stop and these guys need to take accountability for their actions.
Do you think they're done in free agency?
Say that again.
Do you think they're done with free agency?
No, I think they could. They have maybe another one or two small moves up their sleeve. Bisciotti talked about their draft picks and how he feels like there's six holes they still have, most of which are not like blatant gaping holes. He talked about 6 areas where he'd like to see more depth. And he noted how they have, 8 draft picks. So he thinks they could fill 4 or 5 of those in the draft. So I don't see any huge moves, Q, although they still have some money where they can, you know, do a thing or two. But I could see a couple of them still making a couple small depth moves to upgrade certain positions. You know, if Ed Dixon has nothing else and his market for him hasn't been good, could they bring him back on a 1-year deal for very little money? Yeah, I mean, Gary Kubiak uses 2 tight ends. They need another tight end. So I could see small moves to add, a couple more players here, a couple more veterans at certain positions.
Jeff Zrebeck covering the NFL's owners' meetings in Orlando, Florida, and doing a great job. Some great stuff right now on BaltimoreSun.com. Jay-Z, thank you so much for your insight.
My pleasure. Take care, guys. Have a good night.
That's Jeff Zrebeck. We'll come back with more next.